Welcome to Faculty Insight, brought to you by Harvard Extension School in partnership with ThoughtCast. I'm Jenny Atiya, and I'm speaking with Dr. Sujata Bhatia, the Assistant Director for Undergraduate Studies in Biomedical Engineering at Harvard School of Engineering and Applied Sciences, and the Assistant Dean of Harvard Summer School. Sujata, you also teach a course at the Extension School on tissue engineering and its clinical applications. So for the uninitiated, what exactly is tissue engineering?
So the idea of tissue engineering is that we are trying to repair and regenerate tissues that have been injured, either due to trauma or chronic disease. The inspiration for tissue engineering is that the best medical device is one that your body generates itself. So if I think about a patient who's in heart failure, well, the best solution would be to give that patient a tissue-engineered material that would allow him or her to regenerate the damaged cardiac tissue, rather than, say, implanting a medical device that may be subject to a foreign body response, that may be subject to rejection, that may be subject to inflammation or an immune reaction.
That sounds fabulous. How far along are we?
Well, the whole strategy of tissue engineering is that you have a degradable polymer scaffold, and then you seed cells on that scaffold. Eventually, just like the scaffold of a building, this polymer scaffold will degrade, it will come down, and what you are left with is your live cells growing and organizing into a new organ, ideally. Where are we? Well, we have shown in the laboratory, as the community of tissue engineers, that virtually every organ system can be regenerated if you have a scaffold of the right geometry and you seed it with the right progenitor cells. Translating those fantastic laboratory results to the clinic has been the biggest hurdle. So with tissue-engineered skin, we are already seeing this in the clinic. With tissue engineering for other organs, there have been some pilot clinical trials, but there's still much more work to do. The essence of engineering is to apply our knowledge and to help people.
And speaking of helping people, Sujata, you're also a thesis advisor to an Extension School graduate student, Sunil Sitharam, who's working on developing a tissue glue that down the line could be used by doctors to close wounds.
Yes, wound closure technologies can be used for closing external wounds of the skin, for closing internal wounds of the heart, of the lungs, of the intestines, of the spleen, of the liver. There are just countless applications for a wound closure technology.
Your fingers right over it and kind of scoot across it, and it feels just like a nice smooth layer of skin right there. So it's pretty much serving its purpose of basically being an artificial skin.
Which is awesome for surgical applications.
Yeah, exactly.
Something surgeons would get very excited about if it has a nice feel to it and it feels like moist tissue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it has this rubbery texture as well, so it's smooth.
Sunil's doing graduate studies in biotechnology with a concentration in both bioengineering and nanotechnology, and he conducts a lot of his research at the Wyss Institute for Biologically Inspired Engineering at Harvard University, here on the Longwood campus.
So we leave this valve open just to try to get as much air out of the system as possible.
Here at the Wyss lab, Sunil's set up an experiment to demonstrate the strength of this adhesive tissue. If effective, this biomaterial could work a lot faster than sutures or staples and would be very handy in a trauma setting or on a battlefield.
So you'll see, there'll be air bubbles flying.
In preparation, Sunil's already cut a hole in the intestine of a pig, sealing the tissue over it. And now he will shoot water through the intestine to see if the tissue can hold fast or burst.
You don't want to shoot all the water in at once.
Got it. It's holding. Wow. Oh.
See the water? There, it's filling up.
Oh, there
it goes.
There it is. That was great, though. It held up to quite a bit of inflation.
Yeah, exactly.
Before it started to leak.
So we can bring the pressure back up. So there's, you can see the small hole it's able to punch through.
So that's quite an experiment. But in general, Sujata, how far along are we with these tissue glues for actual patients?
So there are some tissue glues that are on the market, but these tissue glues suffer from limitations in terms of tissue compatibility as well as strength. So the ideal tissue adhesive is one that seals the wound, that is compatible with the surrounding tissue without inciting an inflammatory response or an immune response, that degrades as the wound is healing and degrades into materials that are non-toxic and can be easily excreted by the body. In addition to all of those biological requirements, the tissue glue has to meet mechanical requirements. So it has to provide a sufficiently strong mechanical seal.
And what's out there?
Well, right now there are fibrin glues that have been commercialized, and these were definitely a major advance because they are generally biocompatible. There are also cyanoacrylate glues, which are an important contribution to the medical field because of their strength of closure. What we would like to do is provide something that is both biocompatible and strong. That's not to say that current glues are not useful. They've saved millions of lives. But the idea of medicine and engineering, of course, is to continuously get better, to do better for our patients.
Sujata Bhatia, thank you very, very much for your time.
Thank you. This was an honor.